Well, the LAPD has a new internship program, you might say. They're now being shadowed by U.S. Marines. The Marines hope the lessons that they learn in fighting crime in some of the toughest neighborhoods in L.A., like South Central, can help in their fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan. So is this a brilliant plan, or is it nuts? Captain Matt Taylor can answer that for us. He is one of the U.S. Marines riding patrol with the LAPD. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
So tell me about what specific things are you hoping, or have you already learned from training with the LAPD and combating gangs violence and, I guess, winning hearts and minds on the streets of L.A.?
Well, the origination of this program kind of came from the idea that while the Marine Corps does a great job of training our young guys to be infantrymen in the war on terror, one thing that's not traditionally part of our exposure is law enforcement. And my unit will be going over there in a couple months to help advise and develop the Afghan police forces there in that country. So we kind of partnered up with the L.A. Police Department in an effort to expose ourselves to the way they do business and hope to pull away some of those techniques and make ourselves more effective teachers of those things that we learn.
Well, certainly the LAPD has had troubles with reaching out to community and maybe combating a bad reputation, just as U.S. forces in Afghanistan have had the same kind of thing. Tell me about learning how to win hearts and minds when you're on the streets of L.A.
We participated in a couple of ride-along programs with them, and it wasn't anything other than just kind of observing the police officers as they conduct their day-to-day business. And one of the things we've learned is that the tactics you use there are not so different than what we've used in the last several years in the war on terror.
Well, give me specific.
Okay. Basically, you want to learn how to identify and engage the key leaders in any community. You know, find out the people in a particular region who drive the local community, if you will, be they business leaders, be they community organizers, and that principle kind of transcends any culture. There's going to be certain individuals who have influence in the community, and that's where you want to target your efforts in terms of integrating your law enforcement and your training.
Well, have you also learned better ways? Are you watching them maybe approaching people who may be suspicious or doubtful about their mission in the community in the same way that people in Afghanistan approach American soldiers?
One thing that we saw that was particularly effective, and we've used it in previous deployments as well, is just building and maintaining credibility. You know, it doesn't take much to ruin the community's trust in you and your intent and your mission. And that's something that the LAPD was very cognizant of, and we witnessed firsthand. It's just staying true to your word and being there when people need you in any time of crisis.
Well, does this program kind of signal a change in strategy in dealing with the Taliban? Is this moving from dealing with them as sort of soldiers and dealing with them more as organized crime?
I can't speak to any kind of change in larger strategy. It was just an opportunity for us to better equip our Marines to go forward and do the jobs assigned to them. You know, the Department of Defense is asking a lot of these guys, and we've been performing very, very well so far. But this was just an option for us to further increase the skill set that we equip these guys with when we go overseas.
Well, let's break it down just a little bit. One of the issues that I read about for the soldiers is that you're training Afghans to be police officers, and yet most soldiers have absolutely no police experience whatsoever. So what are the issues? What is difficult to relay to Afghans about the mission of police?
I think as we're all aware, the police are successful only when they have the trust of the people and only when they are able to use their powers with a measure of restraint. And that's something that we as an entire military have been working on, I think, for the last several years. But speaking just specifically to my Marines, it was a decision for us to go and work with the LAPD because of the similar situations that we're both involved in. You know, there's 3.5 million Angelenos in the city of L.A. and only 9,800 LAPD officers. That's pretty similar to the odds that my, you know, 25 Marines are going to go forward with, and we have to teach the police over there how to do their job and how to operate as a cohesive unit when you don't have that many people to effectively complete your mission. So I think it was really important for us to look to an organization that's already doing what we're going to be asked to do when we go forward and just try and mirror some of what they've found success with.
So, Captain, you're on the street in uniform, not in uniform, and you're not carrying a rifle, right?
No. When we were right along with the LAPD, it was great. It was just kind of us. We were in civilian clothes, just kind of standing there as observers.
All right. So, well, then if I may, if you're in civilian clothes, sort of in the background a little bit, I mean, does that argue that you should more blend in rather than be so high profile and aggressive among the Taliban in Afghanistan?
Well, we were not participating with the police officers in the conduct of their business. We were simply there as passive observers. And that's the difference in what we will be doing forward and what we'll be doing overseas. Ideally, if we're doing our job well overseas, we shouldn't be terribly visible, because our job is to support and to buttress the local Afghan police, not to go out and take the lead ourselves. The key to success in this war is going to be enabling and empowering those local Afghan police to do their own job and to be the effective community leaders that they're needed to be. And just in this instance, we want to be kind of in the shadows and be in the background there.
How do you think the people of Los Angeles feel in being compared in any way, shape, or form with the Taliban in Afghanistan?
We're not comparing the Angelinos to the Taliban. We're simply saying that the tactics of effective law enforcement transcend global borders and transcend cultural differences. What you're looking for in an effective police officer is the same no matter where they operate. And we just happen to go and try and partner up with some of the best police officers in the country.
Well, you got to hope the Angelinos see it that way. They might not, you know.
I can't speak to the way the Angelinos feel. Unfortunately, I'm just in charge of a couple of Marines here. We went forward to do a mission, and we're trying to get as good at that as we can.
I absolutely understand that, Captain. However, it does kind of call up the idea that instead of a war in Afghanistan, we're looking at a police action.
Well, and all I can say is that we're tasked with doing a very specific job, and that is improving the quality of those Afghan police forces. And if you're looking to do something well, one of the best ways to prepare that is to learn from some of the best. And that was our goal in going to the LAPD.
See the people who are doing it successfully. I guess that's the case. Captain Matt Taylor is a U.S. Marine. He shadowed officers with the Los Angeles Police Department recently, hoping to learn some lessons in Los Angeles that he can take back with his unit to Afghanistan in some of the communities there and in fighting the Taliban.
Old lessons about counterinsurgency, maybe some new teachers.
Winning hearts and minds.
Different hearts and different minds.
No language barrier.
Indeed.